All right. I have a lot of people that want me to ask a lot of questions of Pat Pagano this morning. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall.
Now, before we get to the weather, before we get to your forecast and stuff like that, Clara Lenfest, a good friend of mine, is flying out of Bradley tomorrow at 1 o'clock, taking Sprint Elect from Bradley to Myrtle Beach. Will her flight be affected?
You said she's flying out?
Yeah, tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
She hopes.
Yeah, okay.
I doubt it very highly.
There you go, Clara. You hope. Okay, and now, let's see, tomorrow, Jill has, one of her dogs has a therapy appointment in the afternoon. How much snow will we have by 1 o'clock, like in the afternoon?
I don't think we'll have a lot, but things could be slick.
Okay.
So she'll have to consider that. You said 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
1 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, there could be an inch or two on the ground.
All right. So now we've got those questions out of the way, Pat. Let's get down to the nitty gritty details. Are the computers any more in alignment, or are they still all over the place?
No, they're pretty much in alignment now, and it certainly does look like we will have a nor'easter. But unlike the last three, this one will be favoring just a little bit more of a south and eastward track. And the upper air with it will sort of favor the same thing. So therefore, we're thinking the heaviest snow will extend from this line, from Boston, the Fujiwara line, from Boston to Poughkeepsie. From that line southward, the heaviest snow. From that line northward, the lightest snow. I'm thinking 4 inches or more for us. And what is or more? Well, it could be 6 or it could be 8. But I certainly don't think we're getting into the double digits. I think the double digits will be definitely confined to our south. If we were to draw another line from, let's say, southwest Connecticut through the lower Hudson Valley into northern New Jersey, I think that could be an area of banding snow that could get 2 or 3 inches per hour. And those folks could definitely get double-digit snow.
Okay.
Not that Long Island can't get it either. So there's a lot to be watching this, because I think there's going to be more than one area with double-digit snows. I just don't think it's going to be in one band. And it'll be interesting to see how the whole thing sets up. So we don't have any problems today. It's 40, partly sunny. Tonight's cloudy, 25 to 30. For tomorrow, snow into Wednesday night, 4 inches or more in the 30s. Partly cloudy and windy, mid-40s Thursday, sun and clouds, mid-40s Friday, and there'll be some flurries over the weekend. And don't forget, spring comes in at 12:15 this afternoon.
Now, what about that? So I guess that storm by the weekend is now not going to happen.
That one's going to probably go to our south.
Okay.
I say probably, because there's room for that track to change too. But right now, what I'm thinking is, with the intensity of this storm for tomorrow, once it gets up to the Maritimes, it may force that next system south of us.
All right. Well, we can hope.
We can only hope. I am so tired. It's only Tuesday and I'm exhausted. All I can't tell you, between the phone calls and the updates. Phone calls and updates. Phone calls and updates. And it's going to obviously continue through tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. We'll see what happens.
But I will give you some good news.
What's the good news?
And it had nothing to do with the weather.
All right.
I returned to my eye doctor yesterday.
Oh, gosh, yeah, back to the eye, yeah.
Yeah, because it was 3 months. And the pressure in both eyes are great. And the vision in the eye that was affected with the tear in the cornea, 20/25.
There you go.
So I was very, very happy. So were they. And that's it. He said he really doesn't need to see me until September, unless, of course, I need him. Give him a call. A great, great eye doctor that I found, and I'm very happy with him.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yep.
Boy, I forgot about that. That seems like a long time ago.
It was December. Yep. Uh-huh.
That's amazing. Well, did you hear the news?
No.
I'm a grandpa again for the fifth time.
God bless you. Congratulations.
For the fifth time, yeah. Sam and Summers Hutching. Welcome into this world, William Dewey Hutchings. 9 pounds, 5 ounces. A big one.
Oh, big boy.
last night. So that's now 5 grandkids I've got.
Wow. So that's just another gift card at Christmas time.
Well, what's great about it is it's he was born just before my daughter Karen. Her birthday's today, so now back-to-back birthdays I'll have from now on for a grandson and for Karen, because Karen, because it's Karen's birthday today. So it's back-to-back. So it was almost going to be a doubleheader for the rest of my life with 2 birthdays on one day. You know.
Yeah.
So there you go. But 9 pounds, that's a big one. That's a big one. He's a big one.
Yeah, that's good, though. But, you know, hey, the most important thing, he's healthy.
Healthy, and Summers is healthy, and Sam's healthy. And I can't believe how old I'm getting, Pat. I can remember. I can remember.
Yeah.
When they were all just toddlers, just buying tiny little things. And now they're giving birth to tiny little things.
Yep, that's nice. That's the miracle of life.
No wonder my skin is sagging. I'm old.
Yeah, I'm old. Right.
I'm old.
Oh, brother, by the time this week is over, that'll be another week. I mean, you know, it may be a one-day storm, but for me, it's like, you know, it's easily 3 days.
Yeah,
because you got all the prep, you know, 2 days in advance, so... Yeah. What can I say, Marshall? It is what it is, and hopefully, this will be the last one.
And this, once again, will be wet snow, right?
This will be a wet snow, yeah.
Which is a backbreaker. The backbreakers. And when you're shoveling and moving it around.
Well, you're not going to be doing that.
I shovel a little bit now, yeah. I shovel a little bit. Not a lot. Not a lot, but I shovel a little bit. I'm out there. I shovel the deck off. I shovel my front porch off, and I shovel an area that, for the doggies and stuff like that. Yeah, not a lot, but you know, just enough.
Yeah, because you know, even if the snow wasn't heavy, Marshall, just the action of shoveling and picking up, you know, it's not the greatest thing if you're not in peak physical shape.
Well, we never have to worry about me being in peak physical shape. It's never happened in my life. Never.
Never. But anyhow, aside from that, I went to the eye doctor yesterday, and I have to tell you, we have something up here called the Rockland Bakery. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's famous. It is just phenomenal. You go in. There are boxes as soon as you go in. With plastic gloves, put your plastic gloves on. You have all different size bags. Take a bag. Open the swinging doors, and machines are all in front of you. And coming down the chutes are hot rolls, hot bagels, loaves of bread. And with your gloves on, you take what you want right out of the oven and into your bag. And you walk around the whole thing, and then you come out to the end, and they have a bakery with all bakery goods, and you pay for everything you want at the end.
Now, what happens if you were to break the rules and not use gloves?
Somebody would probably come up to you and say, you know, you have to put on your gloves. So, and it's just phenomenal. Every kind of bread, every kind of roll, every kind of bagel that you could think of, and that red hot. So you just get them and throw them in the bag. And that was coming from the eye doctor. So I stopped by there, and it was just, it's my favorite place to go. And I just get a big kick out of it. One of these days you should drive down to the Rockland Bakery. You would get a kick out of it. You like bread, Marshall?
Oh, yeah, I don't eat much bread now, but yes, I love bread.
Oh, and they have every kind.
But
every kind.
Down, do they have gluten-free bread?
Yes, they do.
Do they shoot that down hot and tasty too?
I don't know where, but I know they have gluten-free bread. I know they have that.
Come on, gluten-free. I feel sorry for people that have Crohn's disease and that can't have gluten and stuff like that. But you take the gluten out, and really you have to adjust your taste buds. I don't know why. You wouldn't think that gluten would matter, but it does.
Yeah, there's a place on Long Island that has gluten-free bread and it's delicious.
I mean, a lot of my friends can't eat gluten.
So, right. Yeah. Don't you remember at one point I couldn't either?
Yeah.
And we found out why, because I was having bread, Ezekiel bread, that the number one and number two ingredients are just a gluten. So my gluten went sky high. And then once I weaned myself off that, it came right down to normal. And now, thank goodness, I don't have to worry about it.
All right. Well, I want you
to
not overindulge in white bread today and tonight and tomorrow, because we need you at top form when the storm hits us. And I certainly hope you're right that we don't get to double digits here.
Well, I certainly hope I'm right, too. But just in case, I'll be updating it through the day.
And hopefully, you know, Pat, if this were years ago, before Jill and I started this radio station, Robin Hood Radio, every year I would leave on April 1st or 2nd and go to South Beach for about a month. I'd come back on the last day of April. I'd take a month off. And I think back to now how excited I would be right now, because I'd only be like 10 days away from leaving. But now I can't do that, you know. I haven't done that in many, many years.
No, just dream on.
I know, dream on. Those days are long gone, Pat.
Yeah, they are.
All right.
They
hey, are. I want you to have a good day, and we'll speak to you tomorrow morning, and if need be, throughout the day today.
That is correct, Marshall. You have a good one.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.